In this election, we each face a question. What kind of country do we want to live in? We choose freedom. The freedom not just to get by, but get ahead. The freedom to make decisions about your own body. We believe in the promise of America, and we're ready to fight for it. Because when we fight, we win.
I'ma keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Paid for by Harris for President.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I can't be the only one now that school is back to find the diary filling up with birthday parties that are actually happening now and people's birthday parties, kids' birthday parties that took place in the summer, but they're going to have the party now. Now that they've got access to all those school friends and the lucrative loot those school friends bring with them. Julie Jay, the comedian, actually writing about this in her column in The Examiner today. John Fardy is with me, presenter of Screen Time. John, how do you contend with this?
And father of three. That's my expertise in this.
Three that you recognise.
Yeah, Steady on, Captain. It's a nightmare, to be honest. As much as I love a good birthday party, but they have gotten so complicated. Like the whole thing about, do you invite the whole class? You know, and, you know, most people,
do you?
Children, we have done in the past. What I found, which is helping matters, is as they get older, so I have a 12, 9 and a 6-year-old, they're starting to find their own form.
Yes.
So you can probably get away with 5 or 6. What I would caution on that is to any parent out there of a soon-to-be 12-year-old, the sleepover, and I'm not going to name names, but having 5, 11 and 12-year-old boys in your house whose sole mission is to stay up all night is not a great idea.
So when the numbers get smaller as they get older, the ask gets bigger, is it?
Yeah,
No longer can we come for 2 hours and just run around in the garden. We want to stay the night.
We want to stay the night. We want
eat cans, 20 John Player Blue.
Cans of soda pop, as the yokes call it. And you find yourself turning into a very cranky parent at 3 a.m.
Yeah,
telling other people's children, you need to go home. But back to the 6-year-old and the 7-year-old and the 9-year-old, that's where it gets very political. Who do you invite? You kind of have to invite the old class. I noticed one thing creeping in one of my kids' class, and I think it's a great idea, where they seem to have agreed everyone is going to give everyone a 15 euro voucher for, say, a large toy store,
okay,
or just 15 quid. And I think that's great, because the financial side of things, if you're in a class of 30 and you go to, say, 20 of those parties, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. So there's something similar in my kid's school. It's a tenner a pop, tenner a head.
Yeah.
And it's cash in an envelope, no presents.
Okay.
And it's great because 10 euro presents are just tat. So you end up with just loads of tat in the house. And it's a pain in the backside on the way to the party. You realize you've got to stop in the toy shop and source some tat for a tenner.
Yes.
Whereas at least the kids, so my daughter had a birthday party recently. My son's is coming up. Like, she is 100 and odd quid or whatever in an envelope.
Yeah.
So she can buy one sizable thing with it.
It sounds,
now, her brother has convinced her to give him. He sold her one of her own books back the other night for a fiver. It's like, Grace.
Is he older?
Yeah, he is older.
The same problem
so
in my
this
house.
Is, you're taking advantage of your sister.
Yeah, an older boy here. I'll take care of the money. Here's what we'll do, you know?
Then I can't criticize too much because, you know, we skim a bit off the top as well, of course.
Let's not get into that, you know, right now. That's
normal. Niamh O'Reilly is with me as well, freelance writer, journalist and mum as well. Niamh, how do you manage all of this, all these politics?
Oh, I love my children, but I hate their birthday parties. They are just absolute, they're hell. Like, my kids are 4 and 7, so I'm right in the thick of that time in their lives where they want a birthday party and they want a big birthday party and they want everybody to come and they want the best goodie bags and they want really good cakes and all this sort of stuff. And I'm just like, oh my God. I sort of made a rule that we don't have the birthday party in the house because our house is just too small to have an invasion of little people in it. So what we tried to do is go to like a play center or a bowling alley or something like that. But even with that, it is still probably the most stressful 2 or 3 hours of your life because someone always falls off something. Some kid follows the bowling ball down the bowling alley. Someone misses their mammy and tries to make a break for the door. And you need like 12 eyes to keep your eye on all of these children. And like there's generally, I suppose, a teenager who's your host for your party, but like they're not being paid enough to put up with this mayhem. So it's all on you and it's absolutely crazy.
Is there a difference, Niamh, between a boy and a girl's party? in terms of the amount of eyes needed?
I have two boys, so you need a lot of eyes because they're just, the excitement gets ramped up to 11 at these parties. And it is so, so stressful. And like you were saying, these kids have better social lives than we do. It's practically every weekend there's at least one birthday party. I mean, I couldn't tell you the last time my daughter has three this weekend.
She has three birthday parties this weekend.
Can you imagine? We just don't have the same social lives as they do. But no, it's crazy. And like thinking about this, I was thinking back to my eldest son's first birthday party. And like I went totally all out. That was the only birthday party we had in the house. And when it's your first child's first birthday party, you tend to go a bit over the top, even though they don't have any friends. So it's not like a birthday party. Like they're a baby.
They also have no memories, Niamh. You're just doing this for yourself. Let's be honest.
But you know what I did? I went to the person who made our wedding cake and I said, can you make me a birthday cake? Now, it wasn't like a seven-tier. I know. It wasn't like a seven-tier monstrosity. It was a one cake, a big round one. But it was like with sugar craft and animals and stuff on it. And people had like a couple of slices and I was left with like this enormous cake that I still probably have slices of in the freezer to this day. So like I think it's very easy when your kid is really young to go over the top, especially if it's your first child. But then actually on my second child didn't go quite as over the top.
They're only the spare kids. Don't worry about them. John, what about the gender divide in the classroom? Do you invite the girls to the boys' parties, vice versa?
Yeah, up to an age, we feel we have to. That's the done thing. So, yeah, girls and boys is the way we've done it so far.
Classic woke Dublin media set.
Yeah, I live in Louth, but let's not get into that. But I guess I'm pretty woke up there as well. And of course, I have a very palatial home. And we've tended to have plenty of them at home. And it's a nightmare. And we always say, as much as it's nice to see your kids happy and everything, but it's because you're cleaning and, you know, you really feel that the event begins weeks in advance because, you know, there's certain things you don't usually clean maybe that have to be cleaned and all that. And then, sorry, the party bags.
Oh, yeah. Someone actually here has texted in wondering whether the kids actually want the party bags or it's just societal pressure. Now, this echoes a conversation myself and my wife had only a couple of weeks ago about my daughter's birthday party. She wanted John to get... She said, I'm not doing party bags.
Really?
And I said, I think we got to do them.
Who said get rid of them?
My wife said, I'm not going to bother. They're just a pain to the backside. Well, I just said, you know what? That's fine if you don't want to do it. But I volunteered. I said, I'll do it if you want. But I think you're going to have... five or six kids anyway, whinging at the door looking for their party bag.
You have to have party bags, unfortunately. Yeah. It's like one of those roses at your Debs or whatever. I'm a bit past all that, but you have to have party bags and there will be uproar. Yeah. I mean, they would be talking about that in school the next day. Did you hear what happened at the Cuddies?
Oh yeah, no party bags. Yeah. But then they might say, but there was lovely flowers at the front door that Kieran's wife went and bought because parents were going to be dropping kids off and you need the house to look nice.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Kieran was playing News Talk all through the party as well.
Podcast. I gave them, we got News Talk lanyards, News Talk pens, Nudie Tom Dunn pens.
That takes me back.
Vintage listeners to News Talk will know exactly what I'm talking about there. You can't invite everyone or be invited to everything. People that invite the whole class are crazy. And who is honestly friends with the whole class? No, not having it to somebody else. We do the 10/15 euro on the card for birthdays. Best idea. There's about 28 girls in my daughter's class. She's in third class now. But the last few years, there's been 10 friends, which is a couple of hundred. So I said that it's going forward. You can pick 4 to 6 friends. We'll do the sleepovers. I don't mind them if it's just one night a year. Actually, just in terms of inviting the class. So in our school as well, Niamh, there is a gender divide. The boys get invited to the boys' parties, the girls to the girls. I don't know how it started, but it's just become the cultural norm in the school. And listen, I understand why people might think it's old fashioned. It's actually grand though. It solves a problem. You only have 12 or 13 kids as opposed to nearly 30. And it's so handy that I know somebody else, another relative of mine, his child started junior infants and they were spitting fire because the first birthday party has happened and this mother sent an invite out to every single child in the class. And they went, no, that's it. Now you've created the template. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Rookie mistake there, I have to say. Because like that all sounds great. Like I said, when the birthday parties are, you know, at the start, you really do go sort of all out and everything. But by Jesus, as they go on, they wear you down to a nub. And as you're talking about party bags, oh, my God. you have to have party bags. And and the stuff in the party bags, yeah, it's tat and it's going to break a few seconds after they take it out of the bag, but you have to have it. And it's just another thing that parents have to do, and you have to seal all the bags and you have to make sure everyone gets the same thing, because they look in each other's bags to see what you got. And if you got something different, they would be like, why did he get that and I didn't? And
or they bring it back up. I don't like these crisps. I'm on different ones.
Did you put crisps in your party bag?
Oh, yeah. What do you
have? 2011.
Oh, sorry. The woke loud media setup there. What are you putting in? Caviar. Hummus dips.
Oh,
celery.
No.
Fresh celery and hummus dips.
Can we talk about bouncy castles, by the way?
Yeah, go for it.
Just because it occurs to me our six-year-old has now fetishized bouncy castles to the point that the request comes in months before his birthday. Can we get one with a dinosaur tail with a tiger head? And it's just crazy because he's had them every year since he was about two. So we've kind of lost the run of ourselves with bouncy castles up in our...
What's the most extravagant one you've had?
We had this bus that didn't fit. And the guy
in too big for the garden.
Said, ah, we get it in, don't worry. He had a loud accent, but that's the only accent I can do when I'm trying to be humorous. So we reefed it in, blew it up, and it was literally, probably not very safe if you're listening, but it was literally touching the windows of the house. But it was great, but it was massive. It was far too big.
Niamh, have you had bouncy castles?
No, I was just going to say both of my children have winter birthdays, so it's too cold to have a bouncy castle at the back of the house. So yeah. I've dodged that bullet.
We have it, John. Have you had the... Because we have two summer birthday parties and inevitably you have to tell people then if there's a bouncy castle to bring spare clothes, because at a certain point someone's going to turn a hose on and point it, stick it into the bouncy castle.
Yeah.
You know, it always happens. You look out and they're just soaked all of a sudden.
But what I found more is that with an Irish summer, the bouncy castles show up wet. I was out the summer before last toweling down a bouncy castle and encouraging, getting on to my wife saying, text the mammies because, you know, they're going to need a change of
clothes. What a rock and roll life.
I tell you. I bought some garden furniture.
The three of us lead. Yeah, you know what I mean? Toweling down bouncy castles and discussing the WhatsApp group.
Yeah. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Guys, please do not have party bags. Nonsense. My kids are 7 and 9. We've never had them. When the odd brat asked me for one, I'd throw a bag of jellies at them and smile. Get tough and say no. Any chance of a nudie pen? They finished the text by saying, I had one for years and then it ran out. Oh my God. They are a collector's item, the Tom Dunn nudie pens. In relation to party bags for 12 kids, I got a 6-pack of mini cars and a 6-pack of mini teddies, jellies and buttons, and a bouncy ball for each bag for my daughter's birthday. Simple and easy. Manage the politics of kids like a dictator, says Ken in Limerick. We're the parents. I always say treat your kids like staff, except staff that you love. Ken wraps things up on a nice note. Ken, thank you. Niamh O'Reilly, thank you very much. Freelance writer, journalist and mum. John Faraday, presenter of Screen Time, and a dad as well. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
In this election, we each face a question. What kind of country do we want to live in? We choose freedom. The freedom not just to get by, but get ahead. The freedom to make decisions about your own body. We believe in the promise of America, and we're ready to fight for it. Because when we fight, we win.
I'ma keep running, 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Paid for by Harris for President.